BBC News with David Legg. Syria says four American helicopters have carried out a raid on a village 8 kilometres inside its territory along the border with Iraq. Syria has protested to American and Iraqi diplomats in the capital Damascus. There's been no official comment yet from the US authorities. Correspondents say the raid took place near a significant crossing point for insurgents who go into Iraq. The press attaché at the Syrian embassy in London, Jihad Makdisi, said the attack was an act of aggression.
Four military U.S. helicopters penetrated the Syrian airspace unprovoked, and they have headed toward a village called Al-Sukkariya, 8 kilometers inside the Syrian territories, and they have bombarded or stormed the building under construction, and they killed only civilians. 8 civilians and several injuries, and a 16-year-old boy was killed, and the wife of the guard of the building was killed.
The Mexican authorities say they've arrested a leader of one of the most powerful drug cartels in the world, the country's Arellano Felix cartel. The Defense Department said the man Eduardo Arellano Felix was arrested after a shootout in the city of Tijuana on the United States border. Warren Bull reports.
The Mexican Defense Ministry said soldiers and armed police officers entered the Chapultepec area of Tijuana and, despite coming under fire, detained Eduardo Arellano Felix. He is accused of trafficking tons of cocaine and marijuana to the United States, and the U.S. State Department had been offering $5 million for his capture. The Arellano Felix family dominated the drug trade into California in the 1990s. But the deaths or arrests of many of its leaders have weakened the organization.
Ukraine and Hungary have become the latest countries to receive help from the International Monetary Fund to cope with the global financial crisis. The IMF has agreed in principle to lend Ukraine more than $16 billion, much more than expected. And the fund says it's reached broad agreement with Hungary on a substantial financing package. Details will be announced soon. A former Colombian congressman who was held by left-wing guerrillas for more than 8 years has escaped, along with a rebel leader who guarded him. The congressman, Oscar Tulio Lizcano, said they escaped from a FARC guerrilla camp in the jungle in western Colombia. He's the first FARC hostage to gain freedom since the military freed the former Colombian presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt in July. Mr. Lizcano publicly thanked the FARC rebel who helped him escape.
El agradecimiento.
I have to thank the person, the commander, who had the courage and the guts to escape, taking me, a very sick old man. But of course I also have to thank the national policy under the guidance of the president.
World News from the BBC. The right-wing mayor of Brazil's largest city, Sao Paulo, has been re-elected in what's seen as a blow to the governing Workers' Party. Gilberto Kassab of the Democrat Party defeated the Workers' Party candidate Marta Suplicy in a runoff vote. Correspondents say Mr. Kassab's victory will help the presidential election bid of his ally, the Sao Paulo state governor. The leader of Israel's biggest political party, Zipi Livni, has called for a general election after failing to form a coalition government. A new poll is likely to be held in February or March next year. Tim Franks reports from Jerusalem.
Zipi Livni had spent just over a month trying and failing to persuade a number of small parties to join her in government. The key stumbling blocks appear to be her refusal to increase child welfare payments to a sufficiently high level and to guarantee that Jerusalem would play no part in any future negotiations with the Palestinians. Benjamin Netanyahu, the leader of the main right-wing opposition Likud party, will start as the favourite to form the next government. Mr. Netanyahu has made it clear that he does not believe in the need for a separate Palestinian state.
The Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, has told his followers that he's abandoning his attempts to persuade China to grant greater autonomy to Tibet. The Dalai Lama said he'd given up hope because there'd been no positive response from Beijing. He said a special meeting of Tibetan exiles will be held in November to discuss how to move the dialogue forward. Security officials in Pakistan say suspected U.S. spy drones have fired missiles into a militant training camp near the Afghan border. At least 10 people are reported to have been killed in the strike in the troubled region of South Waziristan. Some reports say the camp was a stronghold of the top Taliban commander in Pakistan, Baitullah Massoud, but it's not known if he was being targeted. The strike is the latest in a series that's led to tensions between Washington and the new government in Islamabad. BBC News.